This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. As the June 30th deadline approaches for a transfer of power in Iraq, the U.S. and Great Britain want to give Iraq's interim government the authority to tell U.S.-led forces to leave the country at any time. But until those forces receive such marching orders, the Pentagon says it will control all foreign military on the ground in Iraq, even as American political control in that country is diminishing by the day. NPR's Deborah Amos has this report.
At a barber shop in Karada Street, the electricity is on and so is the television. While the barbers snip away, customers listen to an address by the new prime minister, Iyad Alawi, his first to the nation 3 days after being named to lead Iraq's caretaker government. Alawi urges Iraqis to unite against terrorism that he says is a threat to the country. While many Iraqis give tacit support to those who attack U.S. forces here, customer Riyad Abbas likes what he hears.
Alawi has spoken good, and I hope his words will serve the people and the country.
There's been a surprisingly positive reaction to Iraq's new unelected leaders. Much of the early goodwill comes from a perception that the men and women handpicked by the United States 10 months ago openly defied the U.S. and the U.N. and imposed their own choice of prime minister and president. Iraqis have quickly learned the dark arts of politics, says Dr. Raja Kusai.
I used to hear from politicians and from, people, they said that politics is dirty, okay? Now I will tell you, yes, politics is dirty.
Dr. Kusai, an American choice for the Iraqi Governing Council 10 months ago, took part in the backroom deals last week to name a prime minister and then a president, Ghazi al-Yawar, a tribal leader who has backing across Iraq but has been openly critical of Washington policy. He's the best choice for Iraq now, says Kusai.
It is power politics, and I learned, how to lobby, and I'm happy I've done it.
Success in defying the U.S. has much to do with events on the ground. The Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal has deeply damaged the U.S. image. In addition, coalition forces have had to make tactical arrangements in the most rebellious Iraqi towns, pulling out rather than rooting out insurgents who have popular support. And Iraqi politicians have learned something about how to play American politics. There is an election in the U.S. Ismail Zaire, an Iraqi newspaper publisher.
If you need us to work, you have to listen to us.
On Friday, mosques across Iraq are for prayer and for politics. The Abu Hanifa Mosque in Baghdad is a sprawling complex of blue-tiled domes in a neighborhood of extremist sentiments. But this Friday, the prayer leader gave a cautious endorsement to the new government. We need politicians to get the Americans out, he says. We have to use our brains, not our guns, to get American soldiers to leave. Politics in Iraq these days is measured by standing up to the Americans. The new government will have to do so for legitimacy. For Dr. Kusai, the United Nations resolution can help by giving the new government more control.
First of all, the army should be under the control, not of the American, should be under the control of the Prime Minister of Iraq. The other thing, the money. The Iraqi money should be under the control of the Iraqis.
But control of the streets is still in the hands of armed men, mostly Iraqi insurgents who believe a path to power is in attacking American soldiers. Open negotiations with some of them, advised Lakhdar Brahimi, the UN representative, offer them a way into the political process.
I think it's a little bit too easy to call everybody a terrorist. And I think if you find out that there are people who are not terrorists, who are respectable Iraqi patriots, you must find a way of talking to them.
All part of a new Iraqi political landscape as the United States winds down its political role. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.